And welcome to hour number four. Yes, today's topic here at Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 29 years, revolves around the sun, taking advantage of those rays that pour on us every day, turning them into energy and saving you, the Arizona homeowner, money on your electricity. A lot in the industry going on. We're not here to bash utility companies. We're just here to educate the consumers. Now, you can call in and join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can text questions to 411-923, and you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. We monitor all of those. That's your way to get in touch with us. I'm not going to make any commitments. We'll get to callers today because we have so much content to cover. But Joanna's call screening, she'll get your information. We'll leave you on hold. And if it works out to bring you in, we will. Otherwise, we can address those just as they come in on the air. We're joined today by Mr. Russ.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you having me on your show today.
Tell us a little bit about your background. I got the opportunity earlier this week to learn that you're a Prescott native.
Yes. My name is Russ Patzer, the CEO of Sun Valley Solar. Born and raised in, around the Prescott area, is actually 18 miles outside of Prescott in a little town called Wilhoit up there, which is mostly kind of ranch land up in that territory.
So you're between People's Valley and Prescott. You're right just before the road gets real windy on 89 coming in the back way.
Right before the curvy road that I could tell you every corner on that curvy road after driving it for as a teenager on.
To school and back every day.
Yep, that's how we got to school.
How do you go from Wilhoit to, how many employees does Sun Valley Solar Solutions currently have?
Yeah, Sun Valley, we currently have about 110 employees. And as a little kid on, I always wanted to change the world. And the question was, how was I going to change the world? And through college and then working at Intel for 14 years, the idea of solar came up, and that just really hit home to me. And looking at Arizona, and if you take a flight over Arizona and you look down and you say, why doesn't every house have solar panels on it? And that was our question. And then we set out in 2006 to change that image. And our goal is to put solar on every single house and business here in the state of Arizona.
So how close are we to that goal now?
We are 3% towards my goal. So
little bit of work left
yep.
to do. What are your challenges that you're finding in closing that other 97%?
Yeah, I think our biggest challenge is, you know, how do we truly integrate with the utility company so we are an asset to the utility company and they still coexist and the grid still coexist and everybody is saving money and working together as unity to ultimately be able to get to above, you know, 20-30% solar penetration. If you see markets like in Australia and Germany where solar penetration is reaching and going above those levels, there's a lot of new rules to play the game so the grid can still function how it's supposed to function, and we can push power. During the day when we have solar production, at times we'll be pushing more power than the grid is actually using. And we don't run into that problem yet here in the state of Arizona, but we will hit that problem. And the question is, what do we do when that situation occurs?
Now, in 2006, starting a solar company probably seemed like a good idea. But nobody knew 2008 was right around the corner. There's no secret that the trades industry, housing industry, it was on a multi-year lull. But I walk into Sun Valley Solar's Solutions, and in that time frame, you know, now 11 years, what y'all have built indicates y'all didn't really struggle through that time.
Yeah, it was unique because we were starting a business, so it was, you know, just me and my business partner working out of a garage to begin with, and everything was starting to go down, and we were deciding to leave Intel, which was a pretty solid company all throughout that time frame. And it was a huge leap of faith, and everybody was talking about how bad it was, and we were talking about growth and how great it was. So it was actually lined up nicely to find resources and take the roofers, the electricians, the plumbers, and turn them into solar installers. So it was a unique opportunity and challenge during that time frame.
And your business partner, so you both came from Intel.
Yeah.
And you were programmers, engineers, developers?
Yeah, we were both engineers for Intel, and I was an engineering manager for my last 4 years there. And basically our task was every 2 years to ramp the next factory. So we would go to Portland, we'd go to Ireland, we would work on the next generation technology, we'd bring it to Arizona, and then we would ramp the factories up. And this was a cycle that repeated itself every 2 years.
So coming from an engineer background, I'm sure you're not obsessive about your installs or the layouts. You just kind of, whatever, guys, throw it together.
Yes. If you know something about Joe and I, my business partner and I, we care.
Everything's within a 32nd of an inch, I'm sure.
Yes. It's the level test. If it's not perfectly plumb, perfectly level, you will find both of us ripping it off and making our installers do everything all over again.
So what's y'all's niche market? Do y'all have one? Is there a certain size? Is there a certain area?
Yeah, our niche is we like to have everything customized for the homeowner. We don't have the cookie-cutter route. It is, what is your utility bill? What's best for your situation? And we really want to educate our customers rather than trying to sell to them, and see what size, what savings, what goals they have, and build the system for their house with all the little different nooks and crannies of their house. How do we install it in that situation, and what's best for them over the 20, 30, 40 years for that house and for their financial situation.
I had the opportunity to hear some of your team members. Y'all had a little lunch party this week at the office, and they were just talking about challenges they have in the industry, and listening to them, I thought, man, I'm sure glad I'm not in the solar, because you've got your head-to-head a little bit with the utility companies. You had mentioned coexisting with them, but that may not be every utility company's vision for solar. But then you had these other major solar players, and talking about their techniques and their methods aren't helping any homeowners. So it's like everyone around you, it's like you don't have a great support bringing the industry up.
Yeah, it's been a very unique challenge. At first, everybody loved us. The utilities loved us, the homeowners. It was a great start. They incentivized us. They used to give us $3 a watt to install it from the utility company, which today solar is sold below $3 a watt. So if we had those same incentives today, it truly would be free, but those incentives have gone away. So it's been a unique being the hero in everybody's eyes to now just working with the homeowners to accomplish their goals, and then trying to get the other people out there that integrate in with this on board with it all.
Now, incentives coming going, changing. Are they coming back? Are there different ones coming back? What do you see for the future on the federal and state incentive programs?
Yeah, so the utility incentives that used to exist, those are pretty well all gone, and we don't expect those to come back. Solar has enough legs now to stand on its own and thrive on its own. So we are still getting support from the federal government through a 30% federal tax credit. That's good for another 3 years, and then it has a step-down function to it. And then there's a state of Arizona tax credit for $1,000 for putting in solar electric panels that is still exists for the state of Arizona. And then it's also sales tax exempt. So we always kind of forget about that one. But, that's another 7% savings that's out there.
That's a big percent.
Yeah, having sales tax exempt really helps out.
How do I apply for that?
Just go solar with Sun Valley Solar Solutions.
480-689-5000 if you'd like to talk or schedule one of their techs to go solar for your home. What am I going to expect when somebody comes up to measure solar? What's their process going to be to build a system for my home?
Yeah, the first process is, what problem are we trying to solve of yours? Is there a comfort level in the home? Is it just about savings? What your objective is for your financial objectives over the next 20 to 30 years. So taking in all those factors, that's when we start going into solutions, after we understand what the root cause is for your unique situation.
And what's the determining factor on the size of the unit?
The size of the unit is based on, how much your energy bill is. That's the number one driving factor. And the second is how much space is available and how much good usable space. Is it clear of shade? Is it, you know, east, south, or west facing? All of those factors together determine, you know, what size we would propose to you.
And is there a particular brand that y'all use? Is this all private labeled panels? What's going up on the roof?
Yeah, since we have a full 10-year workmanship warranty, and then the panels come with a 25-year warranty, and inverters come with anywhere from a 10 to 25-year warranty, the key is somebody needs to be there in the end to honor all of these warranties. So we only choose top tier 1 and tier 2 panel and inverters, which are the main components of your solar system. So our top brand is SunPower, is one of our strongest go-to brands. And then we have some tier 2 panels, and I call them tier 2 because they're just more of an economic price rather than they still stand up to the Arizona sun and everything else that we have to engineer to. They just come in at more of an economical price.
And what's the turnaround time from, you know, the time you show up on site for the initial calculations to turnkey solar panels producing energy for me?
Yeah, the engineer in me always wants to talk about what's the value add, and truly the value add is about a 2 to 3 day process. However, we have to go through the city or the jurisdiction to get building permit approvals. We need to go through HOAs. We need to go through the utility approvals. So going through that process is typically a 2 to 4 month process that the homeowner goes through. And then the actual install is normally just 1 to 2 days.